Danger of applause. I have been shown that great caution should be used, even when it is necessary to lift a burden of oppression from men and women, lest they lean to their own wisdom and fail to make God their only dependence. But it is not safe to speak in praise of men and women, or to exalt the ability of a minister of Christ. Very many in the day of God will be weighed in the balance and found wanting because of exaltation. I would warn my brethren and sisters never to flatter persons because of their ability, for they cannot bear it. Self is easily exalted, and in consequence, persons lose their balance. I say again to my brethren and sisters, if you would have your souls clean from the blood of all men, never flatter, never praise the efforts of poor mortals, for it may prove their ruin. It is unsafe, by our words and actions, to exalt a brother or sister, however apparently humble may be their deportment. If they really possess the meek and lowly spirit which God so highly estimates, help them to retain it. This will not be done by censuring them, or by your neglect to properly appreciate their true worth. Very few can bear praise without being injured. There are some of our ministers of ability, who are preaching present truth, who love approbation. Applause stimulates them, as the glass of wine the inebriate. Place these ministers where they have a small congregation which promises no special excitement, and which provokes no decided opposition, and they will lose their interest and zeal, and appear as languid in the work as the inebriate when he is deprived of his dram. These men will fail to make real, practical laborers until they learn to labor without the excitement of applause.